You're listening to SBS News.
All people coming to Australia from today will have to self-isolate for 14 days, while cruise ships will be banned from arriving at Australian ports for an initial 30 days. All non-essential gatherings of more than 500 people have also been banned from today, but the ban does not apply to public transport, food markets, workplaces, schools, TAFEs or universities. While schools will remain open, social distancing will be increased and practices at aged care facilities are under review, with Mr. Morrison flagging further changes over the next 6 months. Speaking to Channel 9, Mr. Morrison has warned Australians to further expect restrictions as the government takes more steps to try to stem the spread of the infection. But on the question of school closures, Mr. Morrison says experts have said this is not currently necessary.
At the present time, the advice is that that is not necessary. And the other issue that relates to that is children, I should say, on the medical advice are those at the lower risk end for the entire population. And it's more of those who are at the elderly level which are more at risk. But we also want to ensure that nurses can keep turning up to work and not have to be at home looking after their kids. That would also put great stress on the vulnerable if we weren't able to manage our public health workforce at the same time.
Victoria has declared a state of emergency for 4 weeks as a result of COVID-19. Premier Daniel Andrews says special powers have been declared to enforce the 14-day isolation requirements for all travellers coming into Australia, with people risking fines of up to $20,000 if they breach the order. The state of emergency will initially run for 4 weeks, but is likely to continue after that. Mr. Andrews says it's an essential measure for flattening the spread of the virus.
These are not designed to have zero new cases. In effect, nothing we do can deliver that outcome. This is about, as everything we're doing, is about flattening the curve. If we can flatten that curve, then we can prevent our health system essentially being overrun by critically ill patients. Not just COVID-19 patients, but of course all those other patients every day of the year who need support for strokes and heart attacks, for very urgent surgery, so on and so forth.
ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr has also declared a state of emergency in Canberra. Mr. Barr told the ABC the Territory's Health Minister has signed off on the declaration. It comes after Canberra health authorities confirmed the national capital's second case of coronavirus, with a man in his 30s testing positive on Sunday. Mr. Barr says stopping the spread of the virus is a long-term priority.
Decisions that we take now are not just for a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months may need to be in place until a vaccine is developed or until so many in the community have the virus that a natural immunity is in place.
Scenes of panic buying at supermarkets have prompted supermarket chain Woolworths to introduce a dedicated shopping hour for the elderly and people with a disability to ensure they have access to essential items. From Tuesday until at least Friday, stores will be open exclusively for the elderly and those with a disability from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. The move has been prompted by panic buying across the country, which has seen vulnerable people missing out on essential items like toilet paper. Mr. Andrews says while it's perfectly appropriate for people to buy a few extra staples when doing their shopping in case they need to isolate, it was irresponsible and unnecessary to buy weeks or even months worth of shopping.
We have got care packages. We will get those to you in the event that you run out of those basics. Please exercise some good judgment, some common sense, and let's all be considerate of those in our community who are more vulnerable.
Across Australia, the risks facing residents in aged care facilities are being assessed, with the latest death in New South Wales linked to the Dorothy Henderson Lodge Aged Care Home. A 90-year-old resident of the home in Sydney died on Saturday, and testing confirmed she had COVID-19, New South Wales Health said in a statement on Sunday night. Queensland Health says a 77-year-old woman also died from coronavirus after flying from Brisbane to Sydney on Friday. The deaths add to the fatalities some weeks ago of two other residents, aged 82 and 95, at Dorothy Henderson Lodge and a 78-year-old Perth man who was evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says balancing the protection of residents with the need for social contact will be a challenge.
Oh, look, it's a very difficult issue around aged care because you want to protect people in aged care facilities, but you also don't want to prevent them from seeing their loved ones. I mean, how distressing to think if you couldn't visit a loved one. So it's getting that right balance, and that's why we're making sure we think through all the issues. So it's the right balance of protecting the most vulnerable, but also ensuring they've got sufficient social contact to keep them going. And they're very difficult decisions, and we'll be considering that in the next few days.
All people entering Tasmania will be forced to give the state government their contact details as part of measures to combat the spread of coronavirus. Queensland says it could order elderly residents to stay at home if widespread community transmission of coronavirus begins to occur. The Australian stock market has slumped amid coronavirus fears, with the ASX 200 down 5% in early trade. Australia's Parliament will be scaled down when MPs and senators descend on Canberra to pass laws relating to coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.